Good morning, TGP Wardville, April 28th, 2020. And we are going to be in Hebrews chapter 3. I'm really hopeful that I won't get my video cut short today, and I'm hopeful that this is going to go a little bit better, but it looks like it's being jumpy again, so I don't know how it's going to go. But anyway, we're going to try to get through Hebrews 3 and pray a little bit, and I'm going to try to be more brief in my comments just to make sure that we can get everything Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now, Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our hope and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. And so at the very end there, he's saying that the people of God who came out of Egypt, that first generation, and actually ended up dying in the wilderness, they did so. They did not get to enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Made them disobedient and led them to fall away from the living God. And he's saying, don't be like that. Let's take care. Let's be careful with our hearts. And let's pray to God that there would not be in us an evil, unbelieving heart that leads us to fall away. And remember, the first day that we did Hebrews, we talked about the fact that this major message of Hebrews is don't fall away. You've come to something better than everything that Judaism has to offer. Jesus is better than that. And so, that even the heading in the ESV, Jesus is greater than Moses. So Moses, this greatly revered man in Israel's history, and the author of Hebrews is like, look, that guy was great. Jesus is better than Moses. As much better as the builder of the house is than the house itself. As much better, as much more better, much better than a son is than a servant. I want to pray, especially these verses 12 through 14, that we, because we've come to share in Christ and because we are his house, that we would not fall away from the living God, that there would not be an evil, unbelieving heart. So let's take care with that today. Father, you've commanded us in your word to take care lest there be within us an evil, unbelieving heart leading us to fall away from the living God. I pray that it would not be so for your people at the Gathering Place Wardville. I ask, Father, that in your mercy you would show them yourself, and they would hear your voice, and that they would unite it with faith, God, that they would hear and believe your word, that they would take you at your word and trust you, and that they would not have unbelief in their hearts, but that they would have great faith and great trust, and that they would want to follow you, and that they would want to obey your commands, Lord, and that they would not have hard hearts, that I would not have a hard heart, that we would tremble at your word, that we would be teachable, that we would bring ourselves up under the authority of your word and trust it, that it's going to tell us the right way to live and the right way to be. And Father, I pray that we would search your word, search your scriptures diligently and eagerly and receive your word with joy, and that it would be very fruitful in our souls, that we would yield 30, 60, 100 fold. God, help us. We need you. Spirit, we cannot keep ourselves believing, and we cannot keep ourselves walking with you. We need your Holy Spirit to help us serve, to help us understand your word, to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, and to keep our hearts in righteousness and in faith. And so, Spirit, would you please work your good pleasure in us, work that which is pleasing in your sight in us, fill us with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. God, we ask that you would restore to us an ability to meet soon, and that we would rejoice in all the good that you've done to us, to your people. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.